It is very wonderful to see such nice devotees assembled here today. Banki Bihari Prabhu, Braj Priya Mataji, Preeti Manjari Mataji, and Kanai Krishna Prabhu have invited us to their home, following in the footsteps of great souls, in order to welcome the Supreme Personality of Godhead personally into their homes, to make Krishna the center of their lives. Krishna consciousness is scientific, simple process of bringing the original nature of the soul back into our conscious state. Since time immemorial, we have been trying to be controllers, proprietors, and enjoyers. Birth after birth. Such a pursuit can only lead in frustration. Because happiness is a thing of the heart. If the soul, the eternal self, is not pleased by the way we live, there could be no fulfillment in life. However extravagant arrangements we may pursue and even succeed. I was recently speaking to an extremely wealthy person. Very wealthy person. As far as I know, in the billions. And he was telling me, honestly, that this massive wealth is like an ocean of salt water. Like an ocean of salt water. It cannot quench your thirst. It only aggravates you. Sometimes there's a drought in a city right next to the ocean. There's unlimited water right next to you, but there's nothing to drink. There's nothing to cook with. This is a nice analogy. Material resources are like salt water. And the more we get, the more we develop this ocean. But this person told me, I would be more happy with one little tiny well of sweet water than this whole ocean of salt water. Inner peace of mind. Today we have one of my very dear godbrothers, Udayananda Prabhu, who has come to give us his holy association.
Come to take all your association. Especially his association.
You can take us back to Godhead, please.
I will by holding on to your rope.
But he will. There was a very famous song about a poor man who said, I used to want money, now I have so much money. I used to want cars, now I have cars. I used to want airplanes, now I own my own airplanes. I used to want fame, now I have unbelievable fame. But the chorus to the song, as he's talking about all that he's wanted and all that he's achieved in his life after so much work, that chorus was, I'd give it all up for just a little peace of mind. But people do not understand how to achieve real fulfillment, real peace of mind in this world. Kali Yuga is an age where material energy is cheating people with unlimited mass false propaganda that you can be happy through fulfilling your material desires. In one sloka, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu completely dismissed the whole material civilization. He dismissed the entire material energy. Na danam na janam na sundarim kavitam va jagadisha kamaye mama janamani janmanishwari bhavatad bhakti rahoitaki. I do not want money. I do not want beautiful opposite sex association. I do not want followers, fame, prestige. I do not even want liberation or peace of mind. I only want your unconditional devotional service, birth after birth after birth. Every gardener knows that if you want the tree to grow, you must put water on the root. If you water every part of the tree but neglect the root, the tree will suffer. Aham sarvasya prabhavam atta sarvam prabhartate iti matva bhajante mam buddha bhava samanvita. Krishna is the root of everything that exists. He is sarva karana karanam, the cause of all causes. Real knowledge is to understand that in serving Krishna, in pleasing Krishna, there is real fulfillment and real happiness. Srila Prabhupada, Paramahamsa Acharya, when he was in America, he was affectionately remembering with such reverence one old widowed lady. She had nothing. Just a tattered old white sari. Where she lived, probably in some widow's ashram on the floor. No family members, no money. Just taking, you know, the whatever the ashram gives, maybe doing madhukari. Very old, very poor health. That this old lady, every single day, she would go to Jamuna and fill up a bucket of water, and every day she would bring it right before Radha Damodar's bath and put it there in front of the Didi's room. And the pujaris would use that to bathe Radha Damodar. I'm sure they had so much other water they were using. But Prabhupada was giving such respect to her. What did she have in her life? Does that mean it's time for prasad?
No.
All she had was the eagerness to serve. And that eagerness made her a happier, more wealthy person than all the great, great, big, big, famous people of the West or the East. Prabhupada was not praising the Rockefellers or the Gates or any of these people. He was praising this lady with love. This is what we want, this wealth of devotion. So the real science of life, or as they say, the real art of living, is sarva dharman purityasya mame kam sharanam braja aham tvam sarva papebhyo moksha ishami masar. Not just being peaceful and being nice, because there's turtles that are peaceful and nice. But to surrender to Krishna, to orchestrate our whole life so that everything culminates as an offering to Krishna. And to do it is very simple. Theoretically. Practically, depending on our conditioning, sometimes it's not so simple. Sometimes it's quite difficult. It means to put Krishna in the center of every aspect of our life. Our families, our homes, our personal thoughts, activities, words, our occupation. To put Krishna in the center. That means to be conscious of Krishna. Prabhupada named this society the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Because ultimately that's what we have to give to Krishna, is our consciousness. And that's what he accepts. That lady didn't have much, but along with that Jamuna water, she gave her consciousness. She gave her love. She gave her sincere desire to please. So to put Krishna in the center of our life is not something that we talk about, but we don't execute. It must be practical. Many of the foreigners, when they came to India, were amazed. People would say, yes, I know Krishna, as they're smoking bidis or on their way to cinemas. Yes, I know Krishna. But what does it mean to know Krishna? To know means to love. To know means to serve. That is actual practical knowledge. So if we say that our home belongs to Krishna, then we have to actually express it. Every day, every moment. And the way our acharyas have taught us on the basis of scripture is that grihasthas put the deity of Krishna in their home. If they're living in the temples, like some places, then the deity of the temple is the center of their lives. If we're living in a home, then we make our home a temple. To think that we are the proprietor of everything is the source of great, great burden. Cheating us of real wealth, of happiness, ecstasy. Krishna is the proprietor. But it must be tangible, it must be real. So we put the deity of Krishna in the home. We make a beautiful altar. And as a family, we all come together and agree under the directions of the sadhus that our home belongs to you, Krishna. But there's a great responsibility once you do that. That means you have to live according to the will of the proprietor. You can't be whimsical. You eat in the house what Krishna likes to eat. We cook according to Krishna's desires, and we offer it to Krishna with devotion. And then we respectfully honor his prasad. Krishna wants us to chant his holy names. He wants us to hear about him. He wants to have spiritual books in his home. Krishna doesn't like watching mundane television. So if we're doing that in the house, is it really Krishna's house? Then it's just some formality, some superficial external formality that you put the deity in the house. To a certain extent. But we'll do what Krishna wants us to do. He wants us to invite devotees, to give them prasad, to have kirtan, to have nice association. He wants us to invite friends and guests to come and enlighten them about Krishna consciousness. He wants us as a family to live cooperatively according to his desires, to live with morality, with honesty, with integrity. if we do this, Thakur Bhakti Vinod says, then your house becomes Goloka Vrindavan. Your house becomes the spiritual world. Thakur Bhakti Vinod prays like this, that when he comes to his house, he sees, because all the family is gathered together to serve the deity, that his house is transformed to Goloka Vrindavan. It's none different. It's Gokul. The spirit of Krishna, the spirit of the transcendental world, manifests by Krishna's mercy in reciprocation to our sincerity. So we are very happy that this nice family is making this offering. It's not a thing of prestige, who has the nicest deities and who has the nicest temple. It's a question of surrender and sincerity. That's the all in all. With whatever we have, with whatever Krishna gives us, we want to make the best for Krishna. Prabhupada started in 26 Second Avenue, little storefront. Within a few months, they outgrew it. Lower East Side. That's all he had the means for. But then when he had better means, he, 61 Second Avenue, bigger place, nicer place, better neighborhood. He had little deities, Radha and Krishna, that were there. And when they had more means, they got big, beautiful temple in Henry Street in New York City. And when they had more facility, they got a skyscraper building in Midtown Manhattan, 55th Street, with beautiful deities of Radha Govinda. And we'll end there for now. That was during Prabhupada's time. Srila Prabhupada, whatever he had, he would just do more and more and more for Krishna. He would do more and more and more to facilitate people to come to Krishna consciousness. Recently we were in Vrindavan and we went to the Samadhi Mandir of Srinivasacharya. And there's his deity. He's about this big. Little breast deity of Krishna. And Srinivasacharya would just wear him in a little bag around his neck. And wherever he would travel, wherever he would go, he would carry that little deity of Krishna. And obviously there was no opulent worship, but oh, how he pleased Krishna. Because everything he did was for Thakurji. Whatever he spoke, whatever actions, whatever thoughts, everything was for his beloved Krishna. Madan Mohan, he was found under the Advaita Bhat in Vrindavan. Later, Sanatana Goswami was worshipping him under a tree. He had no money. He was a multi-millionaire. But he gave it all up to come to Vrindavan. And now he had only some kopan that he would find on the roadside. He would do madhukari, beg, just for the basic survivals. Constantly absorbed in bhakti. So when Madan Mohan came to him, Madan Mohan, Sanatana Goswami said, "My Lord, I have nothing to give you. I don't even have a house to put you in." That's a big deity. And Madan Mohan said, "Whatever you have, you give me." So he used to go beg for a little flour, and he would mix it with Jamuna water and make ball, and then he would put it in some fire that he would make with some wood or cow dung. And that's what he would offer Madan Mohan. Some little roti, not even salt. But then when that Mr. Kapoor came to donate large sum of wealth, Sanatana Goswami, he didn't get a nice Raymond suit for himself. He just wore the same old torn copens. He didn't improve his own economic prosperity. The wealth, he said, use it for Madan Mohan. Everything. Every paisa was for Madan Mohan. Most beautiful temple. The symbol of Vrindavan, even today, over 400 years later. Krishna was in the center. And how many business people in Bombay do you think are happier than Sanatan Goswami? He was in ecstasy. Although he was in such simple poverty condition materially, he was always absorbed in the highest ecstasies of the gopi's love for Krishna. That is real wealth. That is fortune. That is opulence. Why? Because Krishna was in the center. Everything was for Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, we read about Raghava Pandit. He was just living at home with his sister, Damayanti. Just had a little house in Panihati on bank of Ganga. And he had nice deity. I think Madan Gopal. Nice deity there. A small deity. And how he would worship that deity. He wasn't a well, he wasn't, everything he had was for the deity. He had a whole garden of coconut trees. And he would, nice coconuts, he would personally climb those trees and pick the coconuts and he would cut them. And then he would bring them into the deity and offer them. Then he would take them out and break open the coconuts and take that malai. And then serve that to them. So personal, so loving. And even though he had so many coconuts, if he heard there was a good quality coconut that was growing, even many, many, many miles away, he would walk all that way. Or send someone all that way, even at great expense, to get a better coconut for the deity. And his cleanliness standards? Very well. Very strict. We cannot imitate him, but we can understand the principle of his sincerity to please the Lord. One time there was an offering of these coconuts, and the pujari happened to, as he was bringing the offering into the deity room, he happened to put his hand on top of the opening of the door, and then he offered it. He went to offer it, and Raghava Pandit took all the coconuts and threw them over the wall. They are not suitable to be offered. Why? Because when people walk, their feet dust goes on the floor. And if a wind comes, it might blow that feet dust up to the top of the door, and you touched it. So it is not fit to be served to the deity. Srila Prabhupada explained, some people may think he had some fanatical cleanliness phobia. But it wasn't like that. It was just the spirit that what the best, the very, very best he could possibly do in his life is what he must offer to Krishna. That's bhakti. Bhakti's not just doing. Doing's better than not doing. That is a level of bhakti. But ye yatamam prapadyante tams tataiva bhajamyam. Krishna, according to our consciousness, he reciprocates. Whatever we do, we should really, the best we can be, the best we can do, that is how we should approach Krishna. That is how we express our love. That is Krishna consciousness. The Yuga Dharma is the chanting of the holy names. The most merciful of all deities is Harinam. Because he's everywhere. at all times, in all places. If you're driving on a mountain and your car falls off a cliff, where do you go? And you only have a few minutes till you reach, a few seconds till you reach the bottom. You can't run home and offer arti. But the deity is in the name. If you call out the name with love, seeking shelter, Krishna reciprocates. Our life is perfect. But how to chant the name? With consciousness. We should put the best of ourselves into whatever we do for Krishna. Beginning with chanting. We should put all possible attention, concentration, and consciousness into each syllable. That means we're really worshipping Krishna in His name in the best way we can. Trinadapi suniche na taror iba sehishnana. Amani na manadena kirtaniya sadhana. By being humble, tolerant, respectful. This is how we can put the best of our hearts, of our bodies, of our minds, of our words into the name. And actually, as we do this in all of our offerings to Krishna, which means in every aspect of our life, whoever we are, if we really put the quality of our consciousness and our endeavors into that service, then it will not only please Krishna, but it will give our life deep, profound meaning and fulfillment. And ultimately, it will attract Krishna to bestow upon us prema bhakti, which is the only purpose of life. So when we bring the deity into our home, it is not just a ritual. It's not a prestige matter. It's a matter of surrender. It's a matter of consciously offering our homes, our families, our lives, our everything to Krishna. Thakur Bhaktivinoda had 10 children. Bhagavati, very chaste, beautiful hearted wife. And he prayed in this way. He was revealing his mind and he was also teaching us simultaneously. Manaso deho geho jo kichu mor. Arpilun tu alpade Nanda Kishore. Oh, Nanda Kishore, everything is yours. My mind, that means every thought is meant to be offered to you. My body, that means every action is meant to serve you, to please you. My home, it is your temple. It will be cleaned, it will be maintained, it will be lived in for your pleasure by all of us. My family. It's your property. As caretaker, on your behalf, I'm serving this family. I'm maintaining financially this family. I'm directing and instructing this family. It's your representative, but they belong to you. My very life. That is Krishna consciousness. So we're so happy to see this very wonderful family making this nice step. Beautiful deities of Sri Sri Radha Krishna, Gornitai, Srila Prabhupada. They are placing in their homes. It is not an installation. Installation means six offerings, six artis, very high standards. But we are welcoming the deity into the home. and according to our capacity, according to our means, putting them in the center in a spirit of service. And whatever you do for the deities in Prabhupada's authorized temples, you should know that is the ultimate satisfaction for your deities at home. So don't neglect the temple deities. So let all the assembled devotees pray to Sri Radha Gopinath, Srila Prabhupada, to bestow their mercy and blessings upon Vanki Bihari and Prabhu and Braj Priya Mataji's nice family today. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Today, Malati Mataji, one of the senior most goddesses of fortune in the 14 planetary systems, Prabhupada's personal associate, has come to bless this auspicious occasion. And Raslila Mataji, very senior disciple of Srila Prabhupada, mother of a great Mahatma, Gauranga Kishore Prabhu, wife of Narada Muni Prabhu. You didn't know Narada Muni Prabhu was married, did you? This one is. And he's one of the very historically dynamic preachers within our societies. Days of glory. And we have Udayananda Prabhu. We will introduce more prolifically tomorrow during the Sunday program. But he's been Sankirtan leader and very, very wonderful, wonderful, dedicated disciple of our beloved Guru Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada. And for this auspicious occasion, we have His Grace Devamrit Prabhu, who has descended from the transcendental world of Belgaum. Wherever Devamrit Prabhu casts his glance, becomes filled with happiness and spiritual joy. And we have Dairam Prabhu, who was for many years the president of Sri Mayapur Dham. Now he's one of the great historical spiritual warriors in Calcutta and Bangalore. One of the very celebrated Vaishnavas of our society. He has come from Sri Mayapur Dham. And we have devotees from Radha Gokulananda Temple in London. And devotees from Radha Vandanishwar Temple in London, from London, who are here. Radha Sakti, Sri Radha, and our wonderful brahmacharis, and others. We have some nice devotees who have come from Germany to attend this function. Malati Mandri and Petra Mataji. And where else? From all around Bombay. So there's devotees all over the world, from all over the world, who have come here. Devotees from America, from Europe, from various parts of India. And foremost,
Radhana Swami. No.
See how they're all laughing when they heard that?
In ecstasy.
Foremost, we have who has come just for this occasion. One of the twin head pujaris of the international headquarters of ISKCON, Mayapur Dham, who has come to officiate the puja Pankajangari Prabhu. It's very, very auspicious. People all over the world want Jananivas Prabhu and Pankajangari Prabhu to help with their deity worship. And out of love and affection of his incredibly magnanimous and humble heart, he has come all this way on request to this little house just to serve the devotees. Great soul. So it is a very, very auspicious occasion. Wherever surrendered and dear devotees assemble, that is the most auspicious and safe place to be. Why? Because when they come together, they talk about Krishna. They serve one another. And they're very happy to chant the holy names. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare Ram. Hare Ram.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai. I pray that Prabhupada's blessings be upon all of you for eternity. What happens next? Someone should inquire from Pankajangari Prabhu. Who is
the?
Is he here?
He's ready. He's here in all his glory.
Pankajangari Prabhu.
Enjoying myself nice.
He's giving darshan.
Well, don't go past the gates of the deity house here.
Hari Hari. Pankajangari Prabhu. Let us see if I chant his name without offense, he will appear. What shall we do?
Huh? Kirtan.
Kirtan? And
Krishna Kata, Kirtan, and Mahaprasad. Any good stuff is successful.
So we did the other two, so that means we take Mahaprasad now? Huh?
To wait, see how much the Lord is going to leave.
Oh, the Lord is honoring. He's honoring his boga. Huh?
No, he's just being enjoyed being dressed.
Such a. So our request is that you come and tell nice stories about.
Haribo. Haribo.
Worshipping deities as a very wonderful way of attracting the Lord's mercy.
You're the Adi Pujari Maharaj. You know, nothing is unknown to you in these realms.
One thing that is known to me is that if you speak, we will all be very happy. I guess he wants to speak from there.
What do you want me to say? Hare Krishna, thank you very much for welcoming me to Mumbai. This is my second visit in this birth. Well, I came to Chaupati before I was initiated one time. So, yeah. Following your footsteps. Belpuri on the beach. I went for a swim. The water was quite clean then. 25 years ago. 30 years ago. Anyway, I feel very fortunate to be here. I didn't know it was your birthday soon. I didn't know it was your birthday coming up. So, yeah. You are my daddy. He didn't tell me anything about deity worship. When I first met Srila Prabhupada in London, he was given a lecture in some town hall. Do you remember, Malati? Conway Hall, is it? And he was looking down and reading from Bhagavad Gita, etc. And I had a very mystical experience, I tell you. That I was initiated into a Mayavadi ashram before, and I'm not telling you too. And one of the meditation techniques was to meditate on light, on the soul, or the light. So I was into this light, you know. And well, Prabhupada was speaking, for reading from the book. And I saw this white light, like energy, coming from his eyes onto the book. I don't know if anyone else saw it, but I thought, he's got what I'm looking for. He's got it. He's got it. So then I became you have some new guest, Maharaj. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Jai, 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 jai.
Can I take your time for a few minutes?